Sometimes saving money and investing can be challenging, and it can be hard to tell how you're doing financially. Today, I want to talk about the signs that can help you determine how to know that you are doing financially well. And let's go ahead and start with number one, and that is that you are current on your rent, your mortgage, and all your bills. If you are current on your mortgage, your rent, or your bills, consider yourself fortunate. Consider yourself to be at the top, because a lot of people do live paycheck to paycheck and can't afford to cover some of their bills. And so they end up having to put off paying this month's bill for the next month, and they end up having to pay all of that together. And if you are one of those people who are paying their bills and their mortgage, their electricity bill, your internet bill, your phone bill, all at the same time each month, and you are able to do that successfully month to month throughout the year, that is definitely a sign that you are doing financially well. Next sign is that you are investing a minimum of 15% for retirement, whether that's in your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, HSA, and or your taxable account. Even if you just start at 5%, or if you're able to invest up to the match, the company match at the place that you work, where your 401k or 403b or your workplace retirement savings plan is, that's a good start. But definitely try to work your way throughout the years to get to that 15% minimum, because that's the contribution percentage that I like to see in people that want to be able to achieve financial independence. If you stick with 5% throughout the years, that's better than nothing. However, if you can get to that 15%, I believe that's where I'm going to see true wealth building happen. And if I'm able to do that 15%, that's a really good sign that I'm doing financially well. Next sign that shows if you're doing financially well is if you are consumer debt free, or at least if you're on your way to being consumer debt free in the next 3 to 5 years. That means everything except the home. I'm fine with you having a 15-year mortgage, and in some cases, even a 30-year mortgage, as long as you're doing the investing and as long as you are strategically tackling the rest of your consumer debt. So that way you don't have a lot of things going out to these different debts. You have more of your money coming toward what you want to do for you, to invest for the future and build wealth, 529 plans, maybe for children that you may have, and even other financial goals that you have that may be hampered by the debt, the consumer debt, the credit cards, the student loans, the car note that may be hurting you from being able to build that generational wealth. The fourth sign that you will recognize that's going to tell you that you are doing financially well is that you are not easily influenced by what you see on TV and social media, including YouTube. I'm talking about the headlines about panic selling, panic buying. We see what's going on with the bank systems. We see what's going on with the stock market, and it's very easy to get influenced or swayed by these personalities to do something drastic, like sell all your funds in your 401k and put it in a money market fund, not knowing that this could be the time that you want to maintain your position and continue to buy more stocks, more equities that some people would say are at a discount. That's going to allow you to buy when it's low and reap the rewards later when those index funds or mutual funds start to grow in the future. That's what I mean by you're not easily influenced by what you see on your TV or your phone when you're watching different financial personalities and gurus, quote unquote, that want to tell you what to do with your money. The fifth sign to tell that you are doing financially well is one of my favorites, and it's that you have no problem giving money away to charity, to causes you care about, your places of faith, any type of nonprofit organization. This is a true sign, I believe, that you are doing financially well and that you are content with where you're going in life. You're doing the investing, you're doing the saving, and at the same time, you're able to give to any type of charity or nonprofit organization that you have a heart for, that you really care about, and it's not hurting you to be able to give to those organizations, those charities, and that you're able to meet the needs of your home, your bills, and investing that's wise to do to build wealth. The sixth sign to show that you are doing financially well is that you have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. You're really doing well if your emergency fund is 3 to 6 months, and you're doing really, really well if you have an emergency fund that's at least 6 months. Right now, there are high yield savings accounts that are offering a 4 to 5% annual percentage yield, which means it's one of the better times to have a high yield savings account where you're able to earn that high interest at high yield for the money that you would have in an emergency fund. But if you do have an emergency fund that's at least 3 to 6 months, consider yourself to be doing financially well. The seventh sign of financial wellness is that you are insured. You have car insurance, home insurance, short-term disability, long-term disability, life insurance, long-term care fire insurance, umbrella insurance. Some of these insurance products may not be necessary for you at the time. Like right now in my younger years, I don't necessarily need long-term care insurance, but depending on your age, you may need that. However, things like car insurance and life insurance, short-term disability insurance are things that are good for me to have right now, especially in my wealth accumulation phase of my life. But the fact that you're able to insure different parts of your life, you're able to protect what you have going on, that's a huge sign of financial wellness. And that insurance is for the just-in-case moments. Even your health insurance that you may have through your workplace is a great thing to have because you are able to have somewhat of a peace of mind in the event that you may need some kind of medical procedure. It's great to have these different insurance products, and I'll definitely keep a list in the description for you to be able to reference so that you can have for the future. Number 8 on this list is a quick one. It's that you have your estate plan in order, a written will, you have health directives in place to take care of things when they need to be taken care of. I will link to a couple of great resources for estate planning that I really like, a couple of books too that I consider to be top notch, but I do believe that's a part of your financial journey that is going to warrant some professional help. You don't want to mess around and try to do estate planning on your own. You definitely want to seek the attention and the help of some professionals in that space. The next sign of financial wellness is that you avoid lifestyle inflation. Let me tell you, when I was young and I was starting to make money in my career, throughout my career, I was buying the latest trends, the latest fashion, going to this trip, on that trip, doing whatever I thought I was financially capable of doing. And that kind of happens to all of us when we start to make more money, we get a raise or we get a bonus, we go out and purchase that thing that we necessarily may not be able to pay cash for and maintain the rest of our financial obligations responsibly. And that's what I want to make sure that you don't do, is that you don't get into this habit of trying to keep up with your neighbor or keep up with your friends just because they're making more money and you may start to make a little bit more money in your career. Avoid that lifestyle inflation. Avoid that lifestyle creep that will tempt you to try to buy more expensive things when you don't necessarily need to. It's more so the pressure that society puts on ourselves and sometimes the pressure that we put on ourselves to say, oh, if I'm making this kind of money, I need to have this type of car or I need to wear this kind of fashion. I still get some of my clothes like this sweater from Costco that I wear to work that I have no problems doing. And of course, I do understand that some industries still warrant having to spend money on clothes, having some appropriate fashion for the type of work you're doing. But I'm pretty sure there are other areas of your life that you don't have to go out and spend the extra money just to have the trending name or whatever it is that's going to hamper your ability to become financially well, financially free, financially independent. These are the signs of financial wellness you need to be aware of. If you recognize just one or a few of these signs in your life, there is nothing wrong with that. It's a good place to start to take action to get you on that journey to financial independence, which you can learn more about in the video on the screen right now. Click on it and I'll see you over there. Peace.